This is Roy, R-O-Y, last name Fincher, F-I-N-C-H-E-R. Mr. Fincher is a 70-year-old gentleman. Yes, sir. Okay, with extensive history of tobacco abuse, presented with dizziness, diplopia earlier this year. MRI of the brain showed multiple peripheral enhancing masses throughout the brain with surrounding edema. The masses measured from 1.5 to 2.2 centimeter, involving the left occipital, right thalamus, and right cerebellum. There were also masses found in the chest, lobulated 3.1 centimeter apical posterior left upper lobe mass, and associated lymph nodes associated around the vessels. Calcifications. A patient subsequently was diagnosed with extensive small cell lung cancer on or about November of this year. It became evident that the patient is no longer a candidate for chemo or radiation therapy. And subsequently, that has been placed on hospice after exhausting numerous courses of chemotherapy and radiation therapy in the past period. In the paragraph, despite this treatment, patient's small cell cancer has continued to progress. He also suffers from anti-neoplastic adverse reaction, pancytopenia. Lung mass, brain mass, small cell carcinoma, tobacco abuse, weight loss, pain, anxiety, air hunger, shortness of breath, protein count in malnutrition, albumin of 2.1. Overall prognosis remains poor. Most likely has less than 6 months to live. He has finished his radiation to the brain, and with much thoughts and prayers, the decision was made with family members and the primary care physician to place patient on hospice. Overall prognosis is poor, and he most likely has less than 6 months to live. He requires around-the-clock care with the help of his wife as well as his hospice caregivers and nurses. He requires pain medication around the clock. To keep patient pain-free before he passes away. Thank you.